Good evening, Mr. Gibbons.
What's going on, guys?
Well, you know, just waiting for some individual awards here. Just another day, another baseball day in Toronto. Could be a Cy Young Award winner. Could have an MVP Award winner. You know how it is.
Well, what are you guys going to do when all the awards are handed out and then and there's that little lull? What do you talk baseball?
We'll make up various trades. Yeah, we'll make up trades. Like
Morosi's already got you guys getting a couple of pitchers from Cleveland for a couple of outfielders. So,
oh, from Cleveland?
Yeah, or maybe LA. So there's some good rumors out there about your guys. But before we ask you about Josh Donaldson, I did want to talk to you a little bit about the news today about Devin Travis out 4 to 5 months, or I should say he will not be able to take part in any baseball activities for 4 to 5 months as a result of shoulder surgery. How much of a setback is this for the team, John? And, you know, considering the fact that we've waited such a long time for this, are you kind of surprised that the news turned out to be this serious?
Well, yeah, Jeff, a little bit, you know, because that was kind of the mystery, you know, what was actually wrong with him. And they kept, they looked around, or they did all the MRIs, and then, they finally went in and did the exploratory surgery. And even then, it was still kind of vague. So, you know, I haven't sat down really and talked to anybody officially about exactly what it was, but, you know, I got the word that he's going to be out a while. So I guess the good news is, you know, he can put this behind him, get it taken care of, because what would have been real tough is, you know, he goes to spring training and he's feeling better, and all of a sudden this thing happens again, and next thing you know, he misses, you know, the season. So hopefully this is behind him, because, you know, the kid's got a chance to have a heck of a career. You know, he's some kind of hitter, and but get this out of the way. And hopefully that's the last we have to talk about it.
How did Devin handle it, John, throughout the season? Because we saw him show up in the playoffs. He was on the bench. But how did he handle it?
Well, I mean, he was frustrated by it. He knew this. Hey, he made the team out of spring training. This is his opportunity. And shoot, the kid, he was rolling right along. I mentioned Alex Anthopoulos coming out of spring training. I said, you know, this kid, just from watching him, you know, I mean, you can always go out on a limb for anybody, but I said, this kid's got a chance to win the Rookie of the Year, you know, the way he hits. And he got up to a tremendous start, and all of a sudden, you know, the ball hit off his shoulder, and that kind of started everything in motion. So, you know, he was frustrated by it. I think what really got him was the fact that I really couldn't pinpoint what was actually wrong with him at the beginning. And that's what really got to him. But, you know, he's got to feel good now that, we know what it is.
Hey, John, based on what you saw from Ryan Goins in the postseason and down the stretch in the regular season, you're prepared to go with him as your everyday second baseman, though, are you?
With Ryan? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, Jeff, I thought he did a great job. You know, he finally got his opportunity, really, to play every day. And he took advantage of it. You know, he needs to keep that edge about him where he comes into spring training thinking, hey, I'm still competing and winning this job. You never want to lose that. You know, it was too hard to come by for him. But, he really did. He took advantage of his opportunity when Devin went down, that's for sure.
John, is that part of your job to make sure that Ryan comes in with that edge and keeping that edge, thinking that the competition's still on?
Yeah, of course. I mean, he can look and see what's happening, though, that, you know, Devin's not going to be ready anyway. But, you know, one thing, I don't worry about that with Ryan. You know, he's kind of had his back against the wall really his whole career. You know, he's not a young kid, so he's had to make everything count along the way. So I don't anticipate that, but, you know, I'll keep an eye on that too. But he's a pretty good player himself, but you never want to lose that edge.
John, could he be one of those guys that actually just getting that little taste of success, you know, some of those postseason moments, some of that postseason success, could he be one of those guys that actually almost matures or becomes better faster because of that experience?
Yeah,
you know, once you get a taste of it, right?
I mean, that's a great point, great way to look at it. Could he did a lot of good things, you know, throughout the season. Now we get to the playoffs. You remember, you can go back to that game in Kansas City where the ball drops in, and he's wearing that, and it's hanging over his head, and then he bounces back with a great game back home, and so it really turned out nicely for him. And, you know, really with all these guys, you know, confidence is everything. You know, they all have talent. Some guys have more than others. But once they gain that confidence, hey, you know what, I can do this and I really belong, you know, who knows how good they can become. Mm. You know, the shot in the arm like that. Now, if he struggles after that, you know, that game we had in Kansas City, and, you know, that's one of those things that he's going to be battling at it for a long time, too. So, you know, I'm proud of the guy. I think everybody is, and he answered a lot of questions.
Now, as we await the announcement of the American League MVP award winner, tomorrow Josh Donaldson has a chance at the MVP award. I'm sorry, today's the Cy Young award winner. Tomorrow Donaldson has a chance at the MVP award. In your mind, is there any doubt who the American League MVP is?
No, Jeff, no doubt at all. I think he had the best year, he's cleaning house really on all the awards as it is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think a big one too. You know, he got voted the top guy, top player amongst his peers, and that carries a lot of weight. And you know, you know Trout's in it every year, and both of them had outstanding years. It's tough to distinguish really between the two of them, but. You know, there's no way Trout could have had as many big hits, game winning type hits, or game, you know, hits that put us over the top or gave us a lead late than Josh did. I mean, his year was full of them.
Jim, you know, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to ask you, what did Josh do this year that you didn't know he could do?
Well, you know what, we saw him a little bit in Oakland. We knew he was a good player. I mean, you could look at his numbers, and, you know, we didn't play him that often. But when we did, I mean, you could tell he was a good player. I really, you know, I just think from, you know, for the whole 6 months and then into the playoffs, I mean, he never really let up. You know, there might have been one or two times that he cooled off a little bit, but not like most guys. I mean, he just kept that rolling for, you know, that good 6 months and had a dynamite year. And, you know, He's one guy that, he's a rare guy that he maintains his intensity, you know, day in, day out. And you know, people might wonder and think, well, that should be easy to do. But, you know, when they're out there every day, they all can't do that. And that's one of the things that really separates them. You know, Batista's one of those guys, too, that's able to do that. You know, every day, you know, their body's beat up, they're tired, you know, mentally. They get after you and they compete, and that's why... You know, that's why they're superstars, but everybody can't do that.
One of the things I think that really surprised a lot of us about him was the way he played, the fact that he was able to maintain that defensive intensity in artificial turf. You know, and John, I can remember talking to him very early after a Sunday game in Toronto when he was talking about love how he loved to hit in the ballpark. But, John, he may have been the only player I've ever run into who just kind of volunteered and said, you know what? I like playing defense and turf, too, because I get a true hop. I can, you know, you've already seen how I can barehand the ball, and my feet, my legs don't hurt or anything like that. I've never run into a guy who was happy, it seemed, to play in artificial turf. Were you surprised that he was able to hold up so well, given that constant pounding, given the way he played?
Yeah, Jeff, I really am. You know, you always wonder what's going to happen when these guys do get on that turf, and especially the guys, you know, that are out there every day. But, yeah, he's got to – I mean, there's – you know, we've said it over and over all year long. I mean, he's got a different mindset than most of them, and it's he's got that edge about him. He's a goofball, whatever you want to say. You know, he's got a good focus on what his career is. He knows there's only so many years in a great career, I mean, or any kind of career. And he's going to maximize it. Every day. I mean, it wasn't easy for him to get to this point. So he takes nothing for granted. You know, most of these guys are creatures of habit. So he does his routine every day. And you know, if he gets a little out of whack, you know, that bothers him a little bit. But he's relentless, more so than anybody I've ever been around. And he believes in playing both sides of the baseball. Defense can be just as important. But he's so focused, and he's going to take advantage of his career, however long that might last.
Now, as we await the announcement of the AL Cy Young Award winner, we also await potential player moves from Tony LaCava, Mark Shapiro. We already know that Marco Estrada is coming back, a two-year contract, $26 million. How important was it to you to get Marco back? And I'm going to ask you a question. Can he be as successful, John, without D'Honor Navarro? And do you see is there a way, or I should say, what are the chances of D'Honor Navarro returning to the team?
You know, good question. You know, I've been in contact with Tony, and I've talked to Mark a little bit. You know, I mean, that's really their department. They know how I feel about him. I've always, and I think most people do. Big fan of Dino's. You know, I think he's done a hell of a job for our team. I think he's even better with more playing time. But of course, we couldn't get him that last year. But you know, he had something special with Marco. I mean, it's pretty obvious. And you know, I mean, sometimes combinations come along like that for whatever reason. You know, if he is not back. You know, I Marco would do fine with Russell. You know, mm-hmm. they'll figure each other out. And I really think, you know, this was a big year for Marco too, figuring himself out. So you know, now he's got a little better idea with that, and you know, he gained a ton of confidence himself. But you know, what a year! In some of our biggest games there in the playoffs, and we had to have something. You know, and who's the guy that stepped up? Well, Marco.
John, are you like a fan when you see that Marco's coming back for 2 years? You kind of pump your fist and you do a little dance, or do you still separate yourself from it?
No, yeah, oh yeah, I'm a big fan of his, no doubt. And you know, I look at I'm the guy that's got to manage a team, and you know, we don't know what's going to happen with David Price, where he ends up. You know, Burley's probably going to retire. You know, and have enough Marco for some reason had left and gone somewhere else. I mean, that's some holes to fill right there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we feel good. You know, we do have some guys coming back. You know, Stroh will be back in the rotation, and you know, possibly Sanchi, so we feel good about that. But you know, the key to winning is your pitching staff, primarily that starting rotation, and with there could have been a few extra holes in there that we didn't want to see. So. Yeah, for that reason, and the fact that, you know what, he's one of the good guys.
Yeah.
You know, he's a very, very professional. He respects everything about the game. He respects, you know, my decisions that I make, even if they work against him. You know, so I can't complain about that.
Is there any way, I know this is painfully early, John, but if you've got R.A. Dickey coming back, is there any way you carry Tolley, Navarro, and Martin? And again, I apologize. I know it's early, but we know how beaten up Russell was catching R.A. Dickey.
Yeah, you know, without having, talked to, you know, like, of course, like Tony and Mark, mm-hmm. about that specific question, I think it's got to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, unless you look at it and said, okay, Navarro's going to get a lot of playing time as a DH, which you know good and well. I mean, we were throwing that around mm-hmm. quite often last year early in the season in spring training. And then maybe you could pull that off. Otherwise, I think it would restrict you too much. But, you know, I haven't talked to those two either really to get their thoughts on it. But, you know, I think it would be tough.
In conversation with John Gibbons, manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, we're just less than a minute away from the announcement of the AL.
Are you going to have any special effects for this announcement, Jeff?
I don't know. Are we going to have any special effects or anything? No horns? We don't do horns in this show.
There was a show that did horns.
Yeah, we don't do horns in this show.
So you're just going to do a reveal?
Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to do a reveal. Do you have a sense yet on you mentioned Aaron Sanchez. Do you have a sense yet on whether both he and Roberto will go into the rotation? Or are we getting to the point, John, where it's going to be more and more likely that one of those two stays in the bullpen?
Jeff, to be honest with you, I'm not sure. You know, I do know Sanchi wants to be a starter.
Yeah.
You know, he's
made that clear, right?
Yeah.
Like, respectfully, yeah. But he's made it clear to people, hasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he did that when we came up, you know, or 2 years ago in September, and even last year when we flipped him back to the bullpen, he said, I still want to start, but I'll definitely do what this team needs. And then, you know, we've talked about Asuna even filling a role like that. I mean, he'd go either way, you know. I think that's kind of my gut feeling on him. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, I think Sanchez's upside, you know, I saw the way he developed last year at the beginning of the season. He just kept getting better and better before the injury. I think he has a chance to be a hell of a starter.
What did it say about him, John, that he was so willing to go into the pen when he did come back from that injury?
Well, I mean, he's a team guy. You know, he. You know, we've been battling that in this organization too the last few years. You know, we were looking for those guys, the guys that say, hey, you know what, hey, the team needs it, blah blah blah. You know, and it that can sound kind of corny sometimes, but it's a reality. You know, not everybody's not. You know, everybody will say, yeah, we want to win, but I also got to look out for number one. Guy like Sanchez, you know what, when he says it, it's legit. So, yeah, that's and we need it. But you know, he's still a youngster too. Now we still got pretty good control of him too. That never hurts either.
When did you know that there were more team guys on the team this season? Was there one moment when it kicked in? Did you know in spring training? When did that kick in for you?
Yeah, I tell you what, when we showed up in spring training, it just took maybe one or two days being around Donaldson and Russell Martin. You know, we talked all year about. Those two made a difference, and you could see it from, you know, day one of spring training. And that's, you know, that's not just a storyline where, you know, where we concocted and just keep pushing it. I mean, that's the reality of it, and the results, you know, showed up this year. So, you know, I mean, even the teams prior to that weren't necessarily, I mean, they weren't, we don't want to make it out to be like they were, you know, terrible team, terrible attitudes. Guys could care less about each other. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't so much that. I mean, But you know, it wasn't anything like this. I mean, this was kind of a special group, though. There was something different. This wasn't your norm, I think, either. You know, so you know, hopefully we can maintain that, and these guys come out with that same attitude next year.
John, even if David Price doesn't come back next year, even if he signs as a free agent, is he the type of guy who is going to have had a major impact on guys like Sanchez, guys like Osuna, you know, just by being around here?
Oh, yeah, Jeff, yeah. He, you know, he's one of those guys, he's already made everybody better. You know, they watch his, you know, his personality, his work ethic, you know, the way he approached the game, all that kind of thing. And you know, he's one of the good guys. You know, he's a uniter. And so he made a big impact in, I think we'd all love to have him back, you know, but, you know, you only get that hammer so many times in this business, and I expect him to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, you know, he ends up back here. But, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, even for me personally, you know, you get a chance to manage some of the superstars in the game, you know, a Cy Young winner. Yeah, that's pretty special.
Got to interrupt, by the way. Dallas Keuchel has won the American League Cy Young Award. 22 first place votes. Come on. Come on, David Price got 8 first place votes.
Second in the voting for Price.
Yeah, second in the voting for Price.
That makes sense to you, John?
Well, you knew it was going to go. I mean, you got two pretty good choices right there. And I'm disappointed because, you know, David was on our team, and I saw him get us, you know, I think he was 9-1 after he joined us. He's one of those guys that's going to be mentioned every year. I mean, that's how good he is. But, you know, Keuchel, I mean, he had some kind of year himself. You know, he's really come into his own, so you couldn't go wrong with either one of them.
What explains his success, John, Keuchel?
Gosh, you know, Jeff, he's just a master at locating the ball and changing speeds. You know, I mean, he can pick the corners apart. And, you know, his changeup now is like Burley's was in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
You know how those lefties you've seen over the years that the once they master the changeup, it really sets them off in different to a new level and become some of the better pitchers in baseball. He's done that. You know, he's a lot like Burley too, in the fact that I think he won the Gold Glove, or he's gonna maybe win the Gold Glove again this year, so that he doesn't beat himself. He's a ground ball machine, that kind of thing, and he's really come into his own.
John, we're going to let you scoot. Appreciate you doing this as always. Enjoy the off season, my friend. We'll talk to you again.
All right, boys.